2 years ago, lawmakers passed legislation that required every police agency in Vermont to adopt a so-called fair and impartial policing policy. It was a significant win for Vermont's migrant farm workers, and that's because the policy banned state and local police from sharing personal information about undocumented immigrants with federal immigration authorities. However, correspondence between the Vermont Department of Public Safety and the Federal Department of Justice has raised concerns among advocates about whether Vermont's largest police force is actually following that policy. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has been reporting on that correspondence, and he's here to tell us about it. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Mitch.
Well, first off, remind us why this fair and impartial policing policy is so important to migrant farm workers.
Well, immigrant advocates definitely wish that this policy went a lot further than it does, but they say it does contain this one very important provision. And that provision is important, they say, because it prohibits state and local police officers from sharing personal information about undocumented immigrants with federal immigration authorities. We're talking about information like custody status, release date, home address, the kind of stuff that the feds would need in order to locate and arrest an individual they suspected of being in the country illegally. A big concern among migrant farm workers is that if they're pulled over for speeding or if they call the cops to report a crime, then they're going to somehow become ensnared with federal immigration apparatus. With this policy, though, if there's no public safety threat posed by the person, then an officer is not allowed to call the feds and say, hey, I've got this undocumented person in custody, and here's where you can find and arrest them. Immigrant advocates say this is one element of that fair and impartial policing policy that actually delivers real protections.
So then you filed a public records request to get correspondence between the Vermont Department of Safety and Federal Department of Justice related to this fair and impartial policing policy. Why did you feel the need to do that?
You know, the DOJ had been withholding about $2 million in federal funds from the Department of Safety in Vermont, and they were withholding that money because they said Vermont's fair and impartial policing policy violated federal law. They said it violated federal law precisely because of that ban we spoke about on police being able to share personal information with federal immigration authorities like ICE and Border Patrol. But then in February of this year, the Department of Justice relented. They said, okay, Department of Public Safety, we've decided you're in compliance. Here's your federal money. And I wanted to understand more about how they came to that decision.
Yeah, that's curious. And what were you able to learn?
So the DOJ gave one primary reason for releasing the money, and they said the reason is that then Commissioner of Public Safety Thomas Anderson said in an email to them that his state police officers had, quote, never been trained or instructed not to share personal information about undocumented immigrants in Vermont with federal immigration authorities. And the DOJ said, based on that assurance, they were deeming the state to be in compliance with federal law and therefore releasing the withheld federal funds.
And we want to be really clear about this because, again, this is a double negative here. Thomas Anderson was saying that he had never been trained or instructed not to share that personal information. That's what's key here.
That officers under his watch had never been trained or instructed not to share that information. And the reason why advocates are so concerned about that is they say that prohibition on information sharing is the foundation of the policy. And Will Lambeck of the immigrant farm worker advocacy group called Migrant Justice says this assurance from Tom Anderson that state police have never been trained not to share personal information with ICE or Border Patrol seems to negate the very protection that farm workers thought they'd won.
What Commissioner Anderson is assuring the Trump administration is that there are no restrictions whatsoever placed on the sharing of this information. We should all be very concerned when our public officials behind closed doors make assurances that they're going to be violating their own department's policy and state law.
Wow. So what do former Commissioner Thomas Anderson and state police say about this apparent discrepancy, Pete, between what the fair and impartial policing policy says and what Anderson told the Department of Justice his officers are actually doing?
Well, Tom Anderson, who left the commissioner's post at the end of July, wouldn't talk to me in person or over the phone about this, but he did say in an email to me that state police are fully compliant with the fair and impartial policing policy, and he said the advocates, the immigrant advocates, are taking this one line in 18 months of correspondence between him and the DOJ way out of context. Major Ingrid Jonas with the Vermont State Police was more than willing to talk to me about this issue. She actually oversees fair and impartial policing at Vermont State Police. And she said she can't say why Anderson wrote that line, but she said it is not accurate. She said emphatically that's not accurate. According to Ingrid Jonas, state police officers definitely have been instructed and trained not to share personal information about undocumented immigrants like release dates or home address with federal immigration authorities. And she was more than willing to put that on the record.
There's nothing that would allow us to proactively provide what's basically private information about people in Vermont to immigration authorities.
And Jonas says it's an incredibly important provision for the state police to have on the books.
There's nothing more important than people feeling totally safe to come to us when they're afraid, when they have a crime they need to report, when they're the victim of a crime.
So, Pete, how are the folks at Migrant Justice and Vermonters in general really supposed to reconcile what Jonas is saying with that controversial line, albeit one line, from Anderson to the Department of Justice?
You know, I provided all 18 months of that correspondence to the Attorney General's office to see what they think. And then I spoke with Julio Thompson, who's the head of the Civil Rights Division at the AG's office. Thompson told me context really is important in this case. And he says that throughout that correspondence, Tom Anderson vigorously defends the state's fair and impartial policing policy. Anderson says the policy is legal under federal law. And he says there's really nothing the feds are going to be able to do to coerce him into changing it. And Julio Thompson is right about that. Notwithstanding that one line from Anderson in that one email, his defense of the fair and impartial policing policy really is pretty rigorous. Thompson says there's one correspondence that he thinks is most important to focus on, and it came after Anderson said that line, that officers have never been trained not to provide personal information. And the feds, in a follow-up email to Tom Anderson, say, okay, Commissioner, that's exactly what we wanted to hear from you. And then they ask him to write up a policy or a memorandum or a bulletin clarifying that VSP officers are in fact allowed to share that information with ICE or Border Patrol. And Anderson, in no uncertain terms, said no. And Thompson says that's the big takeaway for him.
That no is significant to me. If he meant yes, I think he would have said yes. But he said no.
Julio Thompson says the facts just don't support the idea that state police are flouting that fair and impartial policing policy. He says, I head up the Civil Rights Division at the state's top law enforcement authority. And he says he's in regular communication with advocates from the immigrant community. He says if state police were treading on protections for migrant farm workers, his shop would be hearing about it. He says those alleged infractions are really few and far between, and he thinks state police are leading the charge when it comes to limiting the role of state and local police in federal immigration enforcement.
And we will continue to cover these issues in the days ahead with your reporting. Pete Hirschfeld, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mitch.